All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Valerie Burns. She's the Manager of Investor Relations for Mavericks Metals. And Valerie, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
Thanks for having me today, Steve. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thanks very much. And lots to talk about today. But just before we get into the recent deals that you've had, I want to talk a little bit about Mavericks Metals and just sort of your strategy around how you're doing things as far as, you know, bringing things in and moving things along.
Yeah, for sure. As you mentioned, we recently completed a couple of transactions, one with Auramet and one with Polymetal. And one of our key acquisition themes for us has been to focus on areas where we have a natural advantage over others so that we can really ensure that we have good returns on our transactions. Over the past year or so, we've done $150 million of transactions, and all four of those deals were with groups where we had existing relationships, Pan American Silver, Newmont, and then most recently Auramet and Polymetal. So with those four deals, we've also been focused on ensuring we have a balanced portfolio as well. The Pan American and Newmont deals were both more focused on near-term and long-term optionality, whereas the Auramet and Polymetal deals, they're gonna have a significant and immediately positive impact on our current cash flow and gold equivalent ounces.
Yeah, let's talk about those deals. Let's start with Auramet first. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, we recently completed a transaction with Auramet where in exchange for a payment of $50 million, we acquired a gold stream that will deliver 5,000 gold ounces to Mavericks each year for an ongoing payment of 16% of the spot gold price per ounce delivered there. This transaction has a very attractive return of just under 10% and very much fits in with our strategy of remaining focused on precious metals with this additional exposure to gold. As well with that transaction, it gives us that addition or that immediate increase to cash flow, that immediate increase to our gold equivalent ounces, and also increased diversification from Auramet's highly diversified underlying asset base they have there. One last thing to note on this transaction is through our partnership or this partnership with Auramet, not only does it increase our network, but it also adds additional opportunities for Mavericks to acquire royalties through participation rights and rights of first refusal on transactions sourced by Auramet.
Okay, I want to ask you about the royalty interest at Omolon as well. You've had a recent announcement about that one too.
Yes, we recently increased and expanded our interest at the Omolon mine operated by Polymetal. We acquired our original 2% partial royalty interest in Omolon from Kinross in 2019 and have now increased that to 2.5% and also expanded the coverage from two of the licenses to all 13 licenses there, as well as an additional three licenses that are currently under application. The Omolon mine has a long history of gold and silver production, and this expanded coverage really provides us with exposure to several new promising projects there that all have exceptional exploration potential. So we're really excited about that. This is just another transaction that provides us with that immediate boost to cash flow and gold equivalent ounces. And we expect it to significantly increase Omolon's annual contribution to Mavericks from about 2,000 gold equivalent ounces a year to 5,000 gold equivalent ounces a year. So that's great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, still with that, I just want to talk a bit about the balance sheet, because the one thing that we've talked about in the past about Mavericks Metals is the fact that your balance sheet and your access to capital continues to be very strong.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we're excited to complete two cash flowing transactions here and are also looking forward to robust organic growth from a number of our advanced assets. We now have 14 paying assets in total, and our balance sheet remains strong. We have about $23 million in cash and marketable securities on hand, as well as an additional $136 million remaining under our credit facility. So we're still in great shape to continue to go ahead and grow the company.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Valerie, thanks very much for the update. Very busy for Mavericks, for sure, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, there's Valerie Burns, Manager of Investor Relations for Mavericks Metals.